Hey everyone, I just wanted to take a few minutes to share where I'm at with what's going on in Ukraine because a few people have reached out to me and said, JP, why aren't you saying anything? And actually, someone that I follow shared something that really, really resonated with me, and it made me feel okay with not really, other than posting the odd post and sharing what I have been sharing, to not be saying more. And it was this: someone who's a very successful artist in the UK actually got attacked because they weren't saying anything and using their platform. And this person was very rude. And actually, this artist actually shared the exact words that this person had said and the comments that had come in, saying, "How dare you say you're about truth and the inspiration, and but you're not saying anything about your Ukraine." And his reply to this person with love and compassion was, I don't know more than what you know." And that really resonated with me, because even in COVID, a lot of what went on in COVID, I really had a hard time with. But it got to a point where I was really giving myself a hard time for not saying anything. Now, I'm a speaker, I'm a coach, I speak my truth, I live my truth. But I felt like I didn't know more than what you know. So when I saw this person share the other day that when they replied to someone saying, "Oh, you should be speaking about this," he said, "I don't know more than you. And until I know more than you, I won't be saying anything, because I'm just observing it, taking it in, and trying to deal with this just like everyone else is." And for me, that's why I've not done a video on it. I've not done a written post on it, because I don't know more than what you know, what other people know. I mean, I don't even watch the news. I haven't done in years. I've even started watching the news a little bit. But what I have done, and what I recommend to anyone that they feel like they want to say something, do something, or act in some way, is to, and bear with me, is to be in love. You see, Mother Teresa once said, "I will never attend an anti-war rally, but if there's a pro-peace rally, I'll be there." And that's because she understand, and many people have understood over the years as great leaders, that you can only be in the solution, not in the problem, because being in the problem doesn't solve the problem. Even in business, I say to my clients, you can't be in the problem to solve the problem. You need to be in the solution. And it sounds very fluffy, but the answer to any hate or greed or resentments or war is always love. And I say that, in a very fluffy way, but what I mean is these are very different energies. Now, many years ago, over 10 years ago, I read about a study on meditation where they basically, and I can't remember the city where it was, but they had, I think it was like 1 million monks. But I'm going to get the numbers wrong, but the story is correct, right? So don't obsess too much about the exact numbers. But they took all of these monks and they put them in a city, and they meditated every day for, I think it was a month, right? Maybe share, depending on where you're watching this, maybe you can share the link with me so I can remind myself of the actual specifics. And in this month of all of these monks meditating, the crime in that city or that country was lower than it has ever been. And that's because energy is everything. And what we put out is what we put into the world. What we put out from ourselves is what we put into the world. Now, on an individual level, what you put out in terms of your energy is what you're going to experience in your life. But collectively, if we can put out good energy, it's going to have an effect on other people, hopefully even at a global level. And in COVID, the best thing you could have done was to put out love, to put out things that serve humanity, not that criticize governments, because that's speaking to the problem, and you can't solve a problem with a problem. And what I've been doing for everyone, in anything that I don't agree with, I'm always sending love. I'm thinking about it, I'm feeling on it, or I'm feeling in it, I'm meditating on it, I'm walking in who needs my help, and I'm always giving it to them wherever I can. And so, two things that I've been doing. One is, everyone that I know has been affected by this, I've been reaching out to them and just saying, look, I can't say anything right now. I just want you to know that I love you. I hope you're safe. If there's anything I can do for you, please let me know. I have a friend in Kiev, in the center of Kiev. And I asked her, were you able to get out? And she said, no, I'm still here trying to figure out a way to get out west. Crazy. In the middle of Kiev, I have a client from Moldova that I know is massively being affected by this and has, you know, Ukrainian friends and stuff. Once again, just sending love. And for a lot of people watching this, you might feel like this is so wrong, this is so wrong, this is so wrong. But there's no amount of focusing on how wrong this is that will make a positive influence or a positive impact beyond yourself. Never mind, oh, you know, how can me being positive affect the war that is going on right now, affect the just the amount of wrong that is happening right now. And forgive me for my bad English, right? But maybe by you just being in a space of love, like me in this video, maybe it will have an effect on someone else that's really finding this hard. So to be in love, to be in gratitude, to every night before you go to sleep, send love. You never know who it might reach. Have you ever thought of anyone in your life and the next day or within the next hour they call you and they're like, and you're like, how are you calling me right now? Because I've just thought of you for the first time in 2, 3, 4, 5 years. And that's because of energy and you're putting out that energy. Or when you feel randomly, right, there's no random, I believe, when you feel randomly, oh, I want to catch up with this person, and you message them, and they say, oh, this is crazy. I was just thinking about you. That is energy. And as I always say, everything is energy, and energy is everything. So whilst we can't control the war, we can't control the decisions that are being made, we can't control that environment, but what we can do is we can influence the people around us, whether in our community, in our family, in our workplace, in our professional life, in our family, did I say that? Our friends, by putting out the energy to the solution. And to keep it super simple, what is the opposite of war? It's love, peace. Put out energy of peace. So for me, the little bit that I share about Ukraine on my Instagram is love. You won't see posts of negativity. You won't see posts of fear. It's always about love, kindness, compassion. So I just wanted to share that. If you're thinking, why is JP not saying anything about this? Or why is anyone else not saying anything about this when they have a voice, when they have a platform, when they have a following? It might just be, like I said, because they don't know more than you. And even though they have a platform, they might just trying to be figuring this out or being able to deal with this in the same way that you are. And look, by putting out content, it has to, number one, be valuable. But if I don't know more than you, what's the point of me doing a video? So in alignment with that, the value that I believe I can share right now is to say it's okay not to say anything if you don't feel that you have anything different or valuable to share. But what you can do, or not even but what you can do, and what you can do is be in the solution of the problem. Don't be in the problem of the problem. And that's to be in love, peace, compassion, kindness. Wherever you see those four things, love, peace, passion, and kindness, share it. Because you never know who it might reach. You never know where that energy that you put out might become contagious. You never know who might walk in the background in a towel. You just never know. But by not putting anything out at all, you can guarantee that you have no effect, impact, or influence in what's going on right now. So that's all I wanted to share. It was only a few minutes. And, you know, I would like to say that I will be sharing a lot more. But once again, until I feel like I have something to share, all I'm doing is every day is I'm meditating on healing. I'm meditating on love, kindness, compassion. And I'm reaching out to the people in my life that I know are being affected by this. And I'm showing my support to them or for them and letting them know that I'm here if they need. And I'm always doing that. And secondly, on my social media, whenever it feels right and it feels authentic and not forced, I'm sharing the high vibration, the solution, wherever I can and whenever I can. I don't know if that's useful to you. I hope it is. And let's use this opportunity right now to just put your left hand on your heart and just send love. And it doesn't need to be done just now for what's going on between Russia and Ukraine. It could be for anything, for the floods in Australia, for poverty in so many countries around the world, if not all countries, to people that are going through terrible things in their life. In any moment in your life, you can always choose to just put your hand on your heart and just put out the energy of love, because love is energy. Love is energy. And peace can only be found in love. Peace and love. Take care.